Jeopardy. Well, here that is. Chapters 4 and 5 of 1 Thessalonians offer clarification concerning what subject? Is it the second coming of Christ? Is it the law? Is it Jewish versus Gentile customs? Or is it God's love and mercy? 1 Thessalonians 1 gives us the answer. And if you said, what is the second coming of Christ? You would be correct. What is the second coming of Christ? We'll continue with Bible Jeopardy next hour. And we'll take your birthdays and anniversaries for the entire weekend as well. Go ahead and hang out with us here in the Hamp Camp. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
On it, your name, your grandma, your great-great-grandma, and every name that sits on the post. One of the greatest problems we have in any church is because we put too many people's names on the outside, and they claim ownership on the inside. I'm puzzled because the Lord said, this is my church. And we get a little bit confused because we're more concerned with the building than we are what's within the building. And what's in the building is what the Lord is more interested in. You can have the biggest, finest, greatest church, but if hearts are not filled with love, compassion, and a unique relationship with Him, then that's a bad church. Because the Lord is simply saying, I'm drawing the church to me. Not a building, not a cathedral. And we look at these buildings and we marvel at them. And the Lord says, but I'm looking at what's inside. The same thing the Lord is simply saying to you and I. You can look fine on the outside. But the Lord is simply saying, something is going on the inside. Can I give you an illustration? Have you ever gone to the store in the peak of summer and you picked up a peach? And it's perfectly... It looks perfectly good, and you take a bite out of it, and you discover that it's rotten on the inside. There are times we can look good every Sunday. We can come in dressed, shine shoes. We have our dues and all of that stuff together, but there's something missing on the inside. And the Lord is simply saying, I'm trying to clean up that stuff that's on the inside. So in cleaning up that stuff on the inside, there's something called the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Keeper. The Holy Spirit is the one who stops me from doing wrong, stops me from thinking bad things. The Holy Spirit messes with my conscience, and when it messes with my conscience, it tells me, don't go that way, go this way. Don't do that, do this. Hear that word. Don't hear this. Don't hang with those people. Hang with thee. The Holy Spirit is our Comforter as well as our Keeper. And because the Lord God sent the Holy Spirit to do exactly what it is doing, it is on the inside of us cleaning that dirty stuff up that's on the inside of us. And that's enough to make a joyful noise about. because I can't do it for myself. You can't do it for yourself. It is the power of God and the Holy Spirit that's working in you, that's changing your life. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court we pray. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Bless his name. His name is a great name. His name was so powerful, so prolific, even the Jews couldn't even pronounce it. They had to add two vowels to it, A and E, just to call him Yahweh. His name is so powerful that the angels bow before him. His name is so mighty that heaven and earth adore him. His name is known universal around. Why? Because he made it all. And everything that he made, acknowledge and obey him. But man is still stumbling, trying to discover who he is. And that's why the disciples were puzzled when he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. For I and the Father are one. And the world is still asking the question today, who is this man called Jesus? Who is this man called Yahshua? That's just a simple name. It's called Joshua in Hebrew, but it's Yahshua, homo shia, homo meaning man, the son of God. He is the man God. He is God and man. He is all in all. He is everything that you and I need. He came and he gave us deliverance and salvation. He came so that you and I would have eternal life. He went to a cross that wasn't even designated for him, but he went to that cross to save you and I. He went there because there was love. And how can someone love me who, when I don't love him? But he said, I love you because of my Father's unconditional love. Now you know why in John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so the Lord is speaking to you in the last sermon of the year. Has your service been real? Have you entered into a worship service for 52 weeks? Have you played church? Have you honored him? Have you magnified him? This ain't a shouting message. This is a convicting message. Because the Lord is saying, I'm about to bring in a church. A church that will enter into heaven. I don't need nobody sitting in heaven saying, I don't feel like praising me. I don't feel like worshiping. I don't feel like magnifying him. What does it take to make you say, I surrender? I surrender my all to him. Because one day the Lord himself, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive will be caught up. It's called the rapture. Will you be there? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Each and every one of us should be able to say, my name is there. You ought to be able to know that your name is there. I have shared so many times that the Lord has an expectation of us. And that's to be just like him. That is to serve mankind. That is to not criticize our brothers and sisters. So many times we look at people differently because they don't look like us, act like us, and walk like us. And the Lord simply said, who are you to judge? The same person that you are warring against is the one that I came for. And I began to understand that in our hearts, there's something that's missing. And you know what it is? It's a God type of love. The unconditional love. Yeah, it's that agape type love. And when we get that agape type love, it doesn't see differences in colors, what we look like, what we smell like. because God made all of us uniquely different, but uniquely the same. And for that, we come into his house and we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The trombonists, the drummers, the pianists, the organists, they all make a joyful noise. And even if that noise sometimes don't sound and make the right sound in the ears of the Lord, it's still a joyful noise. But parenthetically, it says something else. It says that if you never open your mouth, the Lord can never hear your sour note. Because the Lord said, even a sour note is music to my ear. But how can the Lord rejoice if you never, never issue a sour note? So we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we praise and we magnify him for all he has done for us. As we come to the culmination of another year. I never thought I would be here in the year 2000. I would only be at that time 49. I thought it would be unusual. But we are about to approach 2020. That 2020, for some reason, seemed prophetic to me. I don't know why. And so today, as we come to the culmination of 2019, and we are about to embrace 2020, what will 2020 hold for you? The Lord is speaking to someone this morning to surrender your life to the Lord. 2020 is coming and 2019 is about to end. Don't allow this year to end without accepting the Lord. If you're here today and the Lord speaks to your heart, will you come as a candidate of baptism? Will you come with a letter of recommendation, or will you come on a Christian experience? Is there one today that desire to say yes to the Lord? For 2020 will be unusual and prophetic. And if you don't believe it, keep watching the leadership of a nation. We have become so in one way, the outside of a nation looks so good. But it's the inside that the Lord is speaking to. And the Lord is simply saying, will you surrender? Because I'm working on the inside of the hearts of men and the hearts of a nation. Is that you today? The Lord has an outstretched hand. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you.